Welcome back. 1244, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And look who it is. Charlie Hurt, Washington Times nuclear option columnist. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Andy. How you doing?
Doing just fine. I saw your column, My Brother's Keeper, not of your Obama's. You know, he announced this project at the State of the Union, as you mentioned in your column. And I guess now he's ready to help out men of color. What's the deal?
Yeah, I guess it's like one of the few promises he's really going to keep. But maybe he's finished, you know, lowering the fees abroad and giving us all health care and giving it all to us for free so that now he can turn to this. My Brother's Keeper initiative, which is designed, you know, he says that it's supposed to lift up people of men, specifically men, mm-hmm. not women, but men of color who have job potential. I don't really understand any of it. But it's just, you know, it's one more sermon from this guy from, you know, and if there's an area that the guy shouldn't be lecturing Americans on, you know, Americans are very generous people. You know, Americans generally look out for one another. They look out for their neighbor. They look out for their brother. And you have this guy coming up with another federal program and sermonizing to us about how we need to be better brother's keepers. A better keeper of our brothers, which I think is particularly rich given the fact that he has an actual brother that lives in a tin shack in Nairobi struggling with alcohol and drug abuse.
Yeah.
And there's no evidence whatsoever that he's ever done anything to reach out to him. And in fact, I don't know if you remember, about 6 months ago, there was a story where a documentary filmmaker, the brother actually reached out to the documentary filmmaker who had got to know this guy George Hussein Obama in Nairobi, and the guy's kid was in the hospital and had thousands of dollars worth of medical bills, and actually reached out to the filmmaker, and the filmmaker had to pull money out of his own pocket to pay the hospital bill.
Yeah.
So I don't really know why President Obama is telling us about how to be better brother's keepers.
Yeah, that was Dinesh D'Souza, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other weird part about this is that this story of his brother surfaced back, probably in 2008 while he was still running for the presidency. And he evidently has five or six brothers all in all. But this one in particular, as you mentioned, lived in this hut. And at the time, they said that his entire income for the year worked out to about $1 a month. And
yeah.
So I felt sorry for him, so I took a $20 bill out of my pocket and tried to mail it to the guy, but it never got there from what I understand.
Well, yeah, but you should sit for a sermon from President Obama on how to do a better job of keeping your brother. But it is amazing. I'll never understand why the media doesn't, like, this story would get more attention in the media, because, of course, if just imagine for a moment that you had Mitt Romney as president or a presidential candidate, and he had a long-lost half-brother living in Thailand or somewhere, struggling with drugs and alcohol and all this kind of stuff, living infinitely below the line of poverty that we would recognize. Can you imagine? I mean, the entire media establishment would be living in this man's shack with him 24 hours a day. They'd have special correspondence for that particular slum.
Yeah.
We would never hear the end of it.
No, it's absolutely true. And by the way, he's got Republican and Democrat brothers in the House of Representatives and in the Senate. How's he treating them?
Oh, yeah. He can't. I mean, nobody. His problem, the reason he has such a hard time keeping his brother is because he can't get along with people. And you don't need to look any further than his relationship with Congress. Republicans, he blames everything on Republicans. He blames the Obamacare disaster on Republicans. And that's why we've been hearing so much about this business about how he's going to use his pen and a phone to work around Congress. And it's why he's used all these totally unconstitutional tactics to rewrite the Obamacare law, because he simply is not capable of getting along, playing well, nice enough with others to actually negotiate these things. And even the Democrats You know, look at what he's done to rank and file Democrats. He sets up this Obamacare law to take effect. He makes sure that it takes effect after he ever has to face another election, because he knows darn well he wouldn't go to the polls with and having to defend this thing. But of course, he's Democrats in Congress. They're going to have to go and defend his junky law in order to get themselves reelected. And of course, he's just sitting back saying, "Man, glad I don't have to run in this environment."
he's also ticked off members of the Congressional Black Caucus along the way.
Oh yeah, last week they hauled Valerie Jarrett, or maybe last month, Valerie Jarrett down to the Congressional Black Caucus to get ringed out because he keeps appointing all these white judges nominating all these white judges to the federal bench, and even the CBC is fed up with him. And then did you see the thing yesterday where a coalition of black pastors, I think it was, they did it at the press club yesterday, they launched a petition to have Eric Holder removed from office.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
Because of his efforts to their accusations that the administration is pushing a gay agenda on states.
It's unbelievable. It really is. It's another case of "do as I say, not as I do" from Barack Obama. Yeah. All right. Well, folks, if you haven't read it, please check it out. My Brother's Keeper. Not of your Obamas. It's by Charlie Hurt. It's in today's Washington Times. Charlie, good to talk to you. We'll do it next week. Thanks.
Thanks, Andy.
See ya. It is 12:51 at 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.